For streaming, creating, gaming, and more, power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional cyber savings event. Enjoy up to $400 off stunning laptops like the XPS, along with high-performance desktops and next-level Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on top-brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 1-800-BUY-DELL. That's 1-800-BUY-DELL. Hello, it is Thursday, November 28th, 2019. Happy Thanksgiving. We hope you have the greatest day of your entire life. Maybe now is the time you start thinking ahead to Christmas and it's time to get a gift. Give the gift of live events to a sporting event, a concert, a play, maybe some comedy, you name it, and our presenting sponsor, SeatGeek, has the best tickets available for it. Right now, use promo code PAT, get $10 off your first order from SeatGeek. Use promo code McAfee, get $20 off your first order from SeatGeek. Wow, that's crazy. Wow.
I know. Hey.
SeatGeek scans all the other ticket buying platforms to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. The best ticket available at the best price available is available for you, the best human on earth, because you shopped with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is also filled with good humans, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good people work there. We've been working with them for a long time. I'm very thankful for our relationship with them, and I'm thankful for you if you're going to a live event for shopping with SeatGeek. You're live, but are you living? Go live and experience something live with SeatGeek. Okay, here we go, boys. It's Thanksgiving, the best holiday. We've all chatted about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best holiday. All you're trying to do is remember the good things in life and eat the shit out of everything that is available. Then you watch football, then you nap. Hello, greatest holiday of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Is there ever anybody that does the no?
I think so, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Like not 4 out of 5 dentists do it all the time.
One out of five.
Yeah. Hey, is this a good toothbrush? Nah.
We're all very thankful for the fact that you listen to this show, the fact that you follow along on the internet. And we wanted to do a Thanksgiving giveaway extravaganza, stupendous, outrageously awesome thing. Right? Isn't that accurate?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask ungoogleable questions. And for these ungoogleable questions, you will have a hashtag. Each hashtag and ungoogleable question has been created by one of the members in the room currently. The different prizes that are up for grabs. Evan Fox is going to give away a pair of shoes if you get it right.
Whoa.
Nick said he wants to give away a gift card if you get it right. Mm. People are going to give away dollars to our store, which is currently has 20% off everything right now at store.patmcafeeshow.com for a Thanksgiving thank you sale. We got a lot to give away. We got a lot of things to get to. Let's get started. Okay. All right. Each ungoogleable question has been sent in by one of the boys. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Ty Schmidt's the first one. Mm-hmm. What's the hashtag you want them to use to answer so that you can find the right answer, and what will you be giving away?
Hashtag, how long do I sleep?
Okay. Hashtag, how long do I sleep? If you have the answer for this question, you will get a gift card to the store.
Correct.
How many hours of sleep did Ty Schmidt sleep last night?
Correct.
Is that Wednesday night or is that Tuesday night?
That'll be Wednesday night.
Okay, so
night of the podcast.
So tonight.
Right.
Oh, fuck. How do you know the answer already? You gave me the answer already.
I mean, that's just I know. I've been on the same schedule for like 2 years now. I know.
Okay, so hashtag how long do I sleep? Give the answer that you think it is. Ty Schmidt will pick the first winner because it does have an answer. To the 10th, or is it just, I think to the 10th.
Yeah, sure.
All right, perfect. Gift card to the store. Next question from Nick Maraldo. Nick, what's the hashtag you'd like to use?
Hashtag stoop kid ain't afraid to leave his stoop.
Okay. Can you spell that out, please?
Hashtag STOOPAINT. AFRAID. Oh, I forgot the kid.
You missed the kid.
Yeah, he forgot the kid.
Oh, you get it.
Jesus.
Stoop kid ain't afraid to leave his stoop.
Stoop kid ain't afraid
to leave his stoop.
STOOPKID.
Yeah, don't forget the kid.
AINT.
Yep.
AFRAID.
Yep.
TO.
Yep.
LEAVE.
Yep.
THE. S-T-O-O-P.
Nailed it.
How many times has Nick Maraldo moved in the last 15 years? Mm. Hashtag Stoop Kid ain't afraid to leave his stoop.
You got it.
We hold a record for this. For
Visa sure. gift card for $100 from Nick Maraldo if you get that right. On this Thanksgiving giveaway extravaganza.
Stupendous.
Next one's from Gumpy. Gumpy, what do you want the hashtag?
Hashtag Gump to America. Ooh. Number two, not T-O.
Okay, Gump to America. Who's his favorite football player of all time? He'll be giving a gift card to the store at store.patmcafeeshow.com.
Yes, sir.
Bah, who cares?
About his favorite football player of all time?
Stoop to the stoop.
Next one from Diggs. Diggs, what's the hashtag you'd like to use?
Hashtag Tony Likey.
Tony Likey. T-O-N-Y-L-I-K-E-Y.
Correct.
Who is Diggs' all-time favorite Steeler? And you will be giving away a For the Brand flag of choice and a $43 to the store. Yep. That 43, by the way, could that play in Who's Your Favorite Football Player of All Time?
Whoa.
Sneaky, Tony.
Evan Fox, what's the hashtag?
Hashtag free throw, free shoes.
Free throw, free shoes. How many free throws in a row has Evan Fox hit in the office for a free pair of shoes? That's awesome. That's a good giveaway.
Yes, sir.
By the way,
under $100.
This number was alarming. This number was alarming. All right. Boston Connor, what's the hashtag?
Eat your socks off.
What color socks is he wearing yesterday? What color socks is Boston Connor wearing yesterday? He will get you a For the Brand t-shirt signed by everyone in the office, including Block Dead.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Is this like a thing for you? You wear a bunch of different color socks?
Usually I don't match them, but today I happen to, so I figure.
Is this the first time?
First time in at least 2 months.
Good for you, bro.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thankful for matching socks.
Hey, we're pretty proud of them, huh?
Yeah, real proud.
I am. I'm pretty proud of you. Todd, what's the hashtag?
Hashtag name that crime.
Okay, the very first case Todd was assigned as a detective was for what crime? This is 20...
This would be 1998.
Yeah, Todd's very first case assigned as a detective was for what crime? You could win a For the Brand flag and hoodie combo. That's a good little giveaway there. Mm-hmm. That For the Brand hoodie, the camo one's going to be tough to find. So I don't know if we'll be giving that away, but it is good stuff. What was his first case as a detective? I respect that a lot. By the way, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Well, is it like something you remember forever?
Yeah. Yeah. That very first case. Yeah. Because I was like, I did solve it. And not only that, I get moved in with this rusty old detective, right? We're working the same county. This was a case that he couldn't solve.
Oh, Gil.
His sergeant, our sergeant said, why don't you give it a crack? And I got the guy to confess, charged him, pled guilty.
Now we're talking.
Guy hated me.
I would assume so. Now, this one from Zito just made me laugh. What was the mascot for his junior high school? Okay, that's what Zito wants to know. What's the hashtag?
Thanksgiving Zeet.
You could win a Jingle All the Way sweater and a random item from the pub. Yes, the pub, a random item from the pub.
Is it MRSA?
Oh, shut up.
No. It will not be MRSA.
And to confirm, we do not have MRSA.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. MRSA would run away from your feet, dude, to be honest.
Hashtag Thanksgiving Zeet.
Thanksgiving Zeet.
Now, is that an ungoogleable question or... Has the junior high, is it still a junior high?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm. And people don't know my name, so you can't really find it.
Jose De Jesus Perez.
Oh, fucked.
Is that his middle name? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. We've done this before. Remember, we went on like a 2-hour
witch hunt trying to find it.
That's insane. All right, so what's the name of the mascot for Zito's junior high school? And you could win a random item from the pub, not MRSA. Not or any so. Other diseases, and a Jingle All the Way sweater.
Could be a sword.
Whoa. Your real junior high or the fake junior high that you tell everyone that you went to?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say real.
Okay. I respect that. Well, he is under the assumption that you're living a fake life right now, and this is all just
I thought we all were.
Yeah.
Simulation.
I don't know. I've kind of... I've got to come around. And all right, so you can win a lot of shit right there.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff.
What's the hashtag? Stoop kid ain't afraid to leave stoop.
Ain't afraid to leave his stoop.
Well, you did though. Kid,
yeah, that's the
reason for the hashtag.
Yeah, because he ain't afraid.
But he was.
But
first, I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Without you by my side, and I stayed up so lonely nights. Think about how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I knew how to get along. And so I'm back from outer space. That look upon your face.
That's kind of like the Expendables. Or no.
Replacements.
There it is.
What are we, about 15% there, do you think we hit?
Oh, 82, probably. Close.
10? That one's a tough one to get them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We had the pitch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the tone, which I feel pretty good about.
In the treble.
In the treble, the bass. By the way, I ended up in that screen on your radio where it's like the bass and the treble and you try to make it sound better for some reason and the balance. Why are they giving me the opportunity to move the sound over my fucking driver?
I don't know.
I don't want to do that.
If you have sleeping kids.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah. You're talking in a car.
Yeah, but it's like old restaurants where they had the smoking section. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that broke them up. Like, what is it going to really do? Oh, it doesn't make me dizzy. I think my left ear is hearing something.
Yeah. You're sick of, like, kids' music. You pump all the volume to the back. Let the kids listen to it in the back.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Still hear it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But...
Huh?
Father tone.
I know. You guys are going to hear in a little bit that...
No.
That Diggs is going to be a dad.
Daddy Diggs.
We went through the... Today's episode of Insert Show Title Here is brought to you by CBS Sports HQ, the brand new streaming sports news network. It's live 24/7 and costs you absolutely nothing. That's right. It's sports coverage that's always on and always free. Always. CBS Sports HQ is coverage always focused on the game. Tons of highlights, breaking news as it happens, fantasy advice, and something we care about deeply here, gambling picks and analysis to get that extra edge. I know when I turn on CBS Sports HQ, I'll see the tips and trends I need to win my bets and also stay up to date with the sports world today. And don't forget, you can get access to all this great coverage completely free. I don't mean free for a week or for a month. If you have some special cable package, it's totally completely free for everybody. You don't even need a login.
Huh, what?
This is a wild fucking thing here. Literally, as I'm reading this, I'm in my brain, I'm like, this is an insane thought here. I like what they're doing. Just download the CBS Sports app on your phone, Apple TV, Roku, Fire TV, or other connected device at any time to watch CBS Sports HQ. No fake debates, just sports for real sports fans at the great price of...
Free?
Free.
Why wouldn't you try?
Why wouldn't you?
You don't even have to log in or sign up for anything. Download the CBS Sports app and watch CBS Sports HQ today. That's fucking wild.
Good place.
CBS Sports app to watch CBS Sports HQ today. Diggs thankful that he's going to be a dad at some point.
Doc Hodges, yeah.
Okay, let's talk. Let's just dive into it. Doc Hodges is a starter. You're so pumped up right now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable how excited I am.
Yeah, because the Mason Rudolph, everybody hated.
Hated.
Everybody hated him.
And it's one thing to have a terrible quarterback, but it's another thing to have like a terrible quarterback and every single fan base in the league hates your quarterback as well.
Yeah, everybody wanted Mason Rudolph to fail.
Yeah.
Especially after everything came out. Even if what Myles Garrett said was completely wrong, everybody still hates Mason Rudolph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is wild. It's hard to be that guy. It's not easy to be the guy that everybody hates. I mean, only a few people have really accomplished it. Pittsburgh isn't even behind Mason Rudolph.
No, and he's like the most punchable face in the history of quarterbacking. He has no idea how to put chapstick on, or his upper lip is always sweating. Either one of the two is not great.
You were so hard on Mason Rudolph.
And it's like he looks at one read, and if it's not open, he'll just like stands there like a deer in headlights waiting for something terrible to happen. He's the worst quarterback to ever wear a Steelers jersey.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't think he's wrong.
I'm trying to run through quarterbacks in my head right now.
There's no way. There's no one else.
It's pretty damning right now. It's like a back. I'm in Mark Malone in my head. Terry Hanratty. He's pretty bad.
Maybe that asshole Neil O'Donnell who threw his Super Bowl
on purpose. Everybody knows Neil O'Donnell threw that thing away.
Two picks.
Jerry Jones paid him.
Speaking of Jerry Jones, let it be known on Good Morning Football that he was not jacked up about the questions about Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott that he has repeatedly had to face. He had one of the most hilarious answers I've ever heard in my entire life. Do we have that audio?
Mm-hmm. Let's say this. I think all of us, including the fans, want to win a damn football game. Okay, now I know we've got a lot of other things to think about. Who's coaching, who's playing, who's compared to another player someplace else. How about let's win some ball games, folks? Huh? We can take that other stuff. I'm not known as a guy who gets hand cramps when I'm writing checks.
That was about Dak Prescott, and then he had this to say about Jason Garrett.
Let me tell you, no one in this country has earned the right to say I'm a Jason Garrett man more than me. I am his man. And we want the very same thing, and that's for our players to play at their very best. And we want his staff to coach at their very best. The bottom line is we get graded. I'm in business. I don't have to win the Super Bowl in business every year. I can come in sixth and have a hell of a year. But in this business, you've got to come in first. You've got to come in first. And so fundamentally, you've asked for something that's a very narrow window to begin with. I want Jason to get it done.
He was painting a nice picture there for Jason Garrett having a very difficult job. He understands how hard it is. And then at the end, he was like, with that being said, though, we need to do that stat. Jerry Jones was promoting a Salvation Army event that he was having at Jerry World down there, and instead it turned into what I assume every one of his media scrums turns into, which is, hey, what are you going to do with Dak? When are you going to pay him? And what are you going to do with Jason Garrett if they continue to lose? And I loved his answers. I think he's one of the most hilarious and legendary humans of all time. I'd like to see him run for president strictly for the debates. Strictly for the debates. I watch these debates that are happening right now. If you get a human up there that can actually speak and has a personality, people are getting buried up there. I'm surprised Jerry Jones has not thought about running for president before. I'm very surprised by that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that would come out, I assume, but
he probably likes his job better.
He's making so much money. He's run a football team. I don't know. Would you want to be president if you're in his position?
No way.
Pat, you want me to take a pay cut?
That is, Jerry is very businessman. The whole, my hands don't get cramps while writing checks. He's thought of that line, by the way. That might be a good tagline for him if he ever goes for it. That's a good tagline for a billionaire.
Do you think he's hesitant because of how bad? I think Dak Prescott is a lot better than Jared Goff, but Jared Goff's contract has now crippled the Rams.
I've talked about this ad nauseum almost, about how the new NFL plan and new NFL way of looking at things. I think if you looked at that Seattle Seahawks team, now granted they're good right now, but back whenever they had the Legion of Boom and Russell Wilson was on that rookie contract, they were able to build up. They had a lot of success. Then you look at the LA Rams, they were able to build up around Jared Goff. They became this lightning rod of a team. Then you got to pay Jared Goff, you got to get rid of some people, you got to get rid of some offensive linemen, you got to get rid of some defenders. Your team becomes a completely different team. This has been on regular occasion. Whenever you pay, when you pay a quarterback, you can't pay everybody else, obviously. Like, for instance, when Patrick Mahomes gets broken off, that Chiefs team is going to look very different. Can Patrick Mahomes win games by himself, though, which is what quarterbacks have to be able to do if they're going to get 30%, 40% of the salary cap? Yes, I think Patrick Mahomes can. I don't think a lot of quarterbacks can, though, and that's a decision that owners and GMs have to make is, are we going to give this guy 40% of the salary cap, and can he win it all by himself? And you think that answer is no, then you can't get into a $200 million contract if you want the betterment of your team. But it's hard to find a good quarterback. That rookie contract quarterback is not always easy to find. You don't just find Ducky Hodges just rolling around.
No, you don't. Well, and the Ravens are in such a sweet spot now because of that. Obviously, he's performed way better than anyone had expectations for, but they can sell out and go all in for the next two years or so.
If any And by the way, it's different body types than what everybody else is going to be looking for. Now, granted, they're going to look for defense and keep building that defense up, which has performed very well. It's hard to blow people out if your defense isn't dominant, which it has been. But you could build up with tight ends. You could build up with blocking tight ends. You could do everything like that and just continue to generate. Mark Ingram has been a great addition. You can probably even add even more weapons on there. I mean, it's a sweet spot. And I said this last year. I said, is this the new model on how you win in the NFL? And a lot of people said, you're an idiot. If you get a good quarterback, you pay him or whatever. It's like, yeah, I get that you have to do that, but it'd be nice if one of these quarterbacks would understand that if you build up the team around them, they're probably going to be in a much happier position. Maybe lose out on $20 million out of $200 million, but, which is a gross amount of cash, and I understand it's generational wealth, but to build up the team around you, I think you have a lot more success, and I think that's what teams are going to start doing.
If you look at the playoffs, if they started today on the AFC side, Patriots and Steelers pay their quarterbacks, but the Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, and Texans all have young quarterbacks who have yet to be paid that you could build up the team around.
Yeah, and it's real. That's a real model that you could do.
NFC has a lot of great all-time quarterbacks. That I think have been that's paid, what. But that's also.
But those are the people correct. That can carry a team. Correct. Drew Brees can carry a team. Now, granted, Michael Thomas is next level, but he's also young. But you got a lot of these guys that, whenever your superstar is young, you don't have to pay him as much as you have to pay an OG. But that OG is being paid because he's shown that he's very good. So it's an interesting dynamic. And if you find a Patrick Mahomes or a Aaron Rodgers or a Drew Brees or Tom Brady, you keep them for sure. But if it's that next tier down, and they're just going to fundamentally be average forever and not be able to win games by themselves, I think you have to take a real look at that. Now, am I saying Dak Prescott's that? No. But I'm thinking Jerry Jones might be thinking that, just like what Gumpy just implied right there.
That's what happened to the Dolphins with Tannehill. They paid him, way overpaid.
He's terrible.
And did nothing.
He's turned the Titans around.
Yeah. Somehow, some way. It's incredible.
Well, he's not getting paid.
But I think that that's also what I think makes Russell Wilson so great, is he's won with not many weapons at all.
And there's a guy that I think I should have added to that list. I just had Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. I think Russell Wilson has played himself into that. Patrick Mahomes will play himself into that. But you never know whenever you get rid of everybody and you only pay one person if it's going to work out. For the Seattle Seahawks, it has. For the Rams, it is not, obviously. I mean, and Todd Gurley not being Todd Gurley. What's up with that, by the way? Todd Gurley says he's healthy, and then the team says he's not. I don't know how that continues to be a battle of words.
The O-line is just not what it was.
Well, you can't pay the guy. They lost a guy to the Titans, by the way.
Yeah.
So the Titans are getting hot now. They lost a guy to the Titans. I don't know if he's still playing or not. I should have done more research before.
I believe so.
That degenerative knee thing must be way more serious than anyone knows either, because they must be trying to squeeze as much time out of him as possible. The Rams, you know?
But he has said that he's healthy.
When Terrell Davis came on the show, though, he said he had that, and sometimes he felt good, and sometimes he felt terrible.
I didn't remember him saying that. Did he really?
Life.
My knees, every once in a while, they feel good. Every once in a while, they feel bad. And I haven't run for it. I've kicked a lot of balls. That is interesting, because Todd Gurley says I'm healthy. Like, it's been a very mixed message out of that whole thing. Now, granted, I might be mishearing, I might be reading the wrong tweets, but for me, it sounded like Todd Gurley's wanted the ball and they just haven't given it to him. But the overarching fact is the fact that they paid Jared Goff and the team gets worse.
And they just gave him a new contract, too, so maybe that's why they're like, oh, we're at least going to get some sort of return on our investment and not just burn him out here, you know, when we're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll be excited to see what Jerry Jones does. Man, that answer, now granted, he was probably thinking he was going to be promoting a philanthropic thing, the Salvation Army. There's two other people sitting next to him there, and he's just getting peppered with these very, very, very expensive and important questions when he's just out there trying to promote Salvation Army, which you got to give credit for the Good Morning Football for asking the question, by the way. Nate Burleson might never be seen on TV again. Friend of the show, friend of ours.
Turkey.
Good luck.
But he went after Jerry there a little bit with a real question, which I respect and appreciate. Jerry controls the TV rights. So that's a tough guy. I'm happy I never got a chance to talk to him. Who knows what dumb shit I would have said. I like that a lot. What else we got to today? Bears, Lions. Everybody thinks that the
Bears
are going to win that game?
Come on.
I was told that Detroit, since they are forced to watch the Thanksgiving game every single year, in the live show, I said something that is different than my thought now. In my live show earlier today, I said that I would assume that if you were to poll cities around the country and say, hey, do you like Thanksgiving or do you hate Thanksgiving? and on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like or how much do you hate it? I think the scale would lean heavy towards hate in the city of Detroit, because every Thanksgiving, they are forced to watch the Lions on television, and they are most likely disappointed. Odds say that they are going to be disappointed by their football team, so the city of Detroit has to hate Thanksgiving because they're forced to not only be around people that they're never around and talk about shit that they don't want to talk about with people that they don't want to talk about. They just want to eat and do the thing, but they're forced to watch a team that they actually are invested in, and that team that they're invested in never invests back in its fans. It always lets them down. And I thought that they would hate Thanksgiving for that. Instead, I got a lot of tweets from people in Detroit. They're like, no, no, no. We expect them to lose. It's true. So if they win, incredible Thanksgiving. If they lose, meh. It's Thanksgiving. They should pay Calvin Johnson and we just move on. That's basically how everybody in Detroit feels. Is that accurate, Foxy?
Yeah, I'd give you that. I think that a lot of times people are looking most forward to the halftime show because the halftime show is always awesome. Last year it was Mike Posner. I don't know who it's supposed to be tomorrow.
Probably Big Sean.
Hopefully Big Sean. He was just at the Pistons
game.
Kid Rock.
Give me Bob Ritchie.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, but like you said, we expect to lose. My dad's side of the family, there's like a billion people in a tiny, tiny, tiny living room. They all gamble on Detroit, so they think Detroit's going to win. Every year they lose. So my family personally is miserable, but you got to expect that.
Well, it's like whenever we're going to Pirates games as kids. This team stinks. Let's see the ballpark, though. And if they win, holy shit, the Zambellis are doing fireworks. They can literally do fireworks every single time they win because it never happened. That's like what Lions fans are like on Thanksgiving. Okay, so we got Bears -3.5. Is that what we're taking?
I think so.
Good for the hey! Shout out to the Bears, by the way, getting a big win. Good for
you, Zito. Is that a guarantee?
Let's go on my mouth. Zito. Zito. I'm very stunned by that, but no, nothing's going to my mouth.
Do you feel good about the Bears today on Thanksgiving against the Lions for sure?
I hope they eat the dinner at the end of the game. That's what I hope for.
The turducken.
Yes.
Does that still happen? That was Madden thing, right?
Yeah.
He started that. Is he dead?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Not yet. No.
Is he?
No.
No, I don't think so.
That would hurt. Are we sure?
Just the genuine disappointment there from Zito. I think he's alive. That was a real question out of me. It's been nice to sleep at the house for 3 days in a row for the first time since August. Ain't that right, boys? And the reason why is because I missed my bed. My bed happens to be a bed that showed up in my house in a box. Pat, how is that bed anywhere near comfortable if it showed up in a box? Actually, it's the most comfortable bed I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I assume to get that bed, you had to go and lay at a mattress store and lay in other people's sweat and listen to a mattress salesman tell you why you should buy the springs or the non-springs. Absolutely false. I got it online, actually, and it shipped to my door in a couple days, and then I got it in a box. I took it right to my bedroom. I open up the box. Bang! Minute and a half, I have the best bed I've ever had in my entire life. Completely hassle-free. Let them do all the scientific research and make sure I'm getting the most comfortable bed available, and it's all from our friends at Lisa. Lisa Sleep is the mattress company that's changing the way you shop for your mattress. Yes, there's others that do it, but the Lisa mattress is literally the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. They and I went and delivered 100 beds to a domestic violence shelter here in Indianapolis. So not only are they a good bed company that's very convenient that shows up at your front door, they're also trying to make the world a better place. And right now, you can go to lisa.com/McAfee. That's LEESA.com/MCAFEE for their Black Friday sale of $350 off.
Whoa.
Wow. Jesus.
Plus 2 free pillows. It'll be the best bed you sleep on. It is for me. It was very convenient, and it takes less than 3 minutes to get that thing out of a box. $350 off and 2 free pillows. It's time to buy a new mattress at lisa.com/McAfee. I like the turducken. Okay, so we like the Bears over the Lions. As a team, everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Goodness. 83 years old.
Hey, that's happy good. Birthday to him, man. Good for hey.
Boy, John.
What, John? All right, Bills at Cowboys. The Cowboys are -6.5, which is confusing to me because the Bills play very tight games. They have great defense, and the Cowboys seem to be on a PR landslide, but maybe be able to bounce back. They lost to the Patriots, which a lot of people called a turning point. A lot of people are going to lose to the Patriots. I like the Bills +6.5. Personally, I assume that's where a lot of people are going to be bet, which kind of scares me a little bit. Did you have a weird look on your face?
I don't like the Bills team, really. I don't trust Josh Allen at all to score points. But
like, you don't like them as humans, or
no, no, I like them as humans.
Yeah,
I great. Think I like Bills them. Mafia is great.
Yeah, great.
But I don't like their offense. I don't trust their offense. But on the other side, I think the Cowboys are 0-6 against the last in their last six against teams that have a winning record. So I don't like any side of it.
So you're not betting this game?
No, I will. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. It's a game. It's on TV. I'm going to do it. Oh boy, it's Cowboys.
Oh, whoa. Cowboys actually, minus six and a half.
What I'm doing in real life is I'm teasing the Cowboys and Saints down to just winning both of them.
No, that's not the same.
I know. But so for the show purpose, Cowboys.
Cowboys minus 6.5. Okay, Saints at Falcons is the last one. I think Saints might win by 50.
Yeah, agreed. Give me Saints with the points.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I think Saints are going to win by 50.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Falcons game a couple weeks ago, they weren't ready. We talked to Roman Harper. Shout out to him, by the way, calling us from Paris. He was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He said, like, you know, yeah, sometimes you just feel like, yeah, you'll be able to win. And you're like, oh, we'll turn it on the third quarter. Oh, we'll turn it on the fourth quarter. And you never get there. They're humans. They got realigned. And I think the Falcons are about to run into a buzzsaw down there in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
For sure.
You like Drew Brees, Connor?
I don't mind him. I mean, he's all right.
What, is that strictly compared to Tom Brady? Is that what you're...
Well, yeah, I mean, all my comparisons are to Tom Brady. I mean... What do you want from me here? Come on.
So you think Drew Brees stinks?
I don't think he stinks. I mean, he has that passing record, you know?
So all of them. He has all of the passing records.
Gumpy's all the way out on Drew Brees.
You're out on Drew Brees, Gumpy?
Yeah, I'm out. He was forcing some balls when they were up against Carolina, let him back into the game. Hey, I'm not... Drew Brees is obviously better than Teddy Bridgewater, but when he played, they ran the ball a lot more, and it just seemed to work better. I don't know why.
Holy shit, dude.
QB controversy?
They're going to come after you.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm not... Teddy didn't lose a game, so you can come at me all you want.
This is inherent bias. You're just still mad Breeze spurned the Dolphins back in the day.
No, we spurned him. We had the choice. We took Culpepper.
You think good Breeze decision. Was going to that organization? You're out of your mind.
He didn't really have many options, pal.
Worked out pretty well for him, pal.
That was like Letterkenny right there. That's exactly what that was. By the way, I love that Kittle loves that show so much. Every time great he's show. Mic'd up, he does Letterkenny while he's mic'd up. And you can tell that the people that are listening to it have no idea what Letterkenny is. And it's just incredible. I like George Kittle a lot.
I saw something the other day. I can't remember who it was from, but him and Mike Thomas are the two most important players on their teams other than quarterbacks in the entire league. It was the stat.
That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense, by the way. Michael Thomas, everybody's talking about him being in the MVP conversation because of how damn good he is. But it's going to be hard as a wide receiver to win the MVP, just like it's hard as a running back. It's a quarterback league. But both he's put up 130, I think, every single game or something like that.
It's been very good.
How does that happen? That's like Randy Moss back in the day. When was the last time a showcase wide receiver was the guy? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Randy Moss, maybe you knew he was going to put up at least 100 every week.
Calvin Johnson.
The Lions refused to pay.
Julio Jones early in his career, I think.
I guess Antonio Brown there for a little bit. You could assume that he was going
to. AB had a weird record where it was something like 5 catches and over 50 yards for so many consecutive games that was unheard of.
Yeah, so he was a guy that you would think, okay, he's going to put on a show.
Larry Fitz.
Yeah, but he's always played on such a stinky team.
Yeah.
Here's Mike Thomas.
They made it to the Super Bowl.
Mike Thomas' last games. 10 for 101, 8 for 114, 13 for 150, 11 for 115, 9 for 140, 9 for 100, 11 for 182, 9 for 100.
Jeez. And then
he sucked. He went 5 for 54 one game.
Oh, no. They want him to win the MVP? That's awesome. Good for them down there. Good for Drew Brees to have a weapon. Also, he had that rest when Teddy Bridgewater was in there. Get that arm loose. The fact that Gumpy's out on him, I don't think changed anything about the way I feel about him. But I like the Saints over the Falcons, and you could give the Saints minus 6.5 if you'd like. Duke lost to Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin as 27-point favorites. Is Coach K done?
Whoa.
What was our take earlier? The fact that the one-and-dones, Coach K gave in to the one-and-dones because he was getting out recruited by people that knew that they were just one and dunning. So he gave into it, even though he was against it for a long time. And it's kind of changed the way Duke is. Now, granted, last year they made it to the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight for a lot of schools is a celebration, but when you're a Duke and Coach K, the Elite Eight is a failure, especially when you got two guys that are going to be top three draft picks. So I think it's fair to ask the question, did the one and duns, when Coach K finally gave in and said, yes, I'll do the one and done. Did that ruin Coach K and how he coaches because he can't build these guys up to become the best basketball players possible and fit into the Duke philosophy?
Yeah, he's not a good quick coach. He's a marathon coach.
Oh, he's like a bonsai tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bonsai tree. You plant the seed and then nothing comes until 5 years later. Or is that bamboo?
Bonsai, I think that's a good reference. I mean, I don't know if it's like that, but it takes a long time to trim those trees.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have one on my
desk
at work.
They stand out and they cut them. They trim them.
A little waterfall with it. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Quality. I think it's bamboo, though.
I think it's bamboo as well.
Yeah.
Whatever. Pandas.
Panda.
You know, pandas actually... Pandas actually can eat meat. They just live in a place where there isn't meat available, so they're forced to eat the fucking terrible bamboo.
Yeah, they're lazy.
Wow. They refuse to have sex. That's insane.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, I wouldn't have sex either if I was forced to eat fucking raw ass wood.
Take it easy on pandas right now. They're in a tough spot in Australia.
Them and koalas.
Oh, was it koalas?
Koalas are the ones in trouble.
It was koalas.
No pandas in Australia.
I said koalas.
Pandas are in China.
Well, the koalas in Australia are having a tough time right now.
What's going on?
Oh, fires everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Koala bear, very cute, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have STDs, though.
What?
Mean.
What?
They're not friendly.
I see Steve That's Irwin want, fucking... Dude. Steve Irwin held one.
Yeah, you hold one. See what happens.
Good I would hold one of them koala bears right now.
I wouldn't let you. They're dangerous.
Steve Irwin taught me a lot of things. Crocodile, you I'm always go from you. The tail.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. And you throw a towel over its eyes, and you're good.
Yeah, as long as it thinks it's asleep.
Koala bears are dangerous.
They do have friendly. STDs. He's right.
That is true. They do have STDs. Yeah.
What koala bear fucked a human and got it out of his
Couldn't tell you.
Are koala bears really terrible?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they were nice.
I don't know.
Steve,
I think you're thinking of sloths.
Nope.
They're slow.
Lazy.
They are slow and lazy. Very lazy. But they have long claws.
They do. That's because they just lock them in and they just hang out.
They're horrible telling cool jokes.
Sloths one.
Timing's
bad timing.
Off.
Yeah. What did the one guy say to the other guy at the diner on the moon? I like the food, but there's no atmosphere.
That's a good one. Thank this you is so a pretty much. Good one.
Yeah, thank you. So good. Well, it's called hack jokes.
Dad hack.
Joke, street jokes.
Street jokes. Yeah. There it is. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now we're playing a game.
There's some good street jokes, though.
There are some good ones. There's comedians, though, that try to make their entire set about street
jokes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I would assume in the comedian world is not
accepted.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite street joke is?
Yep.
The guy goes in the doctor's office, and the doctor comes in the room after about 5 minutes, and he goes, "Listen, you're going to have to stop masturbating." And he goes, "Oh, my God, why?" And he goes, "Because I'm trying to examine you."
Misdirection. Ohio State's number one in the new college football playoff committee's rankings. Good for them. Surpass LSU due to LSU's defense, which many could argue is the Ole Miss offense that put up 614 yards against LSU. Number one rushing team in the SEC, by the way, Ole Miss.
Good for Rich Rod.
Good for Rich Rodriguez, who is now an offense coordinator. I just got off the phone with him, actually. Good conversation. Good to hear from him again.
We feel good.
It was nice to chat.
I had to, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I can't wait to see him on the sidelines before the game. He said, I just want to yell at you one more time. It was great. I'm happy he's having success, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he created this whole spread offense thing. Glenville State College, way back in the day, like 20-some years ago, he started doing the spread offense, and he took it to Tulane and then to Clemson and West Virginia, and then obviously in Michigan it was a little bit different, and Arizona, and then now he's in the SEC. I think he has a lot of pride in this offense working, because he was always questioned on, will the offense work in D1 college, because he was at Glenville State, and then he went and did it there, and they were like, well, we'll work in the SEC, and now he's putting up 614 yards against LSU, and then they're like, well, would your offense work in the NFL? Now you see Lamar Jackson just dominating in the NFL, and he's like, hey, it's been pretty nice, you know? Good for him. That's a game I'll be calling while the Saints are blowing out the Falcons. I hate Steven Singer is being said all around the country. People are saying, I hate Steven Singer. There's this guy in Philadelphia that the world's been hearing about. If you've been to Philly, you may have seen the billboards or heard him on the radio. I hate Steven Singer? What does this even mean? Whether you're in Philly or not, Steven Singer is the most hated jeweler in America. Why? Because other jewelers can't stand him. He doesn't just have the best diamonds anywhere, but he has the best prices anywhere with no coupon codes, discounts, phony sales, or other bullshit.
Huh.
You know, anytime you go to a jewelry store, they have a sale that's ending today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
There's a sale that's ending right now. Steven Singer said, I ain't doing any of that bullshit. We're just always going to be priced properly. I'm excited to tell you about the newest sponsor of this show, and that's Steven Singer. Steven Singer Jewelers makes buying diamond jewelry easy and fun. Steven can help you wrap up holiday shopping right now. He takes no risk shopping to the next level with his unbeatable 100-day, 100% money-back guarantee and fast and free shipping both ways. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com, or if you're near Philly, visit their store at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. Buy real diamonds from real experts. Steven Singer Jewelers, that's IHateStevenSinger.com. IHateStevenSinger.com. I hate him personally because I had to buy a rather large engagement ring about 6 months before he came into our life. And now that I've gotten a chance to chat with him and peruse and caruse through his diamonds and his prices, he said it's like when Walmart meets Tiffany and he ships them everywhere. 100-day money-back guarantee. Makes buying diamonds and jewelry fun again and convenient as fuck. Ship it right to the house. If you don't like it, ship it right back. Get your money back. Steven Singer's a good guy doing good things in the jewelry business.
Good deal.
And I'm happy he's here. I just wish the motherfucker would have shown up about 6 months ago before I spent a lot of money on a ring that said that I love a girl forever, which I will and I do. I just wish maybe the Walmart Tiffany's guy would have showed up a little bit earlier. So I hate Steven Singer.
Hate him.
You should too. IHateStevenSinger.com and go take advantage of his incredible pricing on beautiful jewelry. All right, I think we're done with this show. I think so.
Sounds good.
I think we're done. We gave away some shit.
Mm-hmm.
We talked some shit. We're all thankful, right? Everybody's thankful.
Yes, very, so thankful.
Very thankful.
Very thankful. We gave away a sale with 20% off everything at store.patmcafeeshow.com. Right now, going through the weekend, it'll end on Monday at some point. Depending on how late everybody is into the buying of stuff. Real professional buttoned up operation. we hope you all have the best Thanksgiving of all time. Tell your families we said hello.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Detroit, we apologize for what happened with Trubisky and Nagy and what they did to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
To the Foxy family, maybe mix in some waters. True. Why do you say that about the Fox family, by the way?
I hear things.
Oh. Foxy's family, I guess, just likes to get the fuck after.
I respect it.
Yeah, we have a good time. It's a good family.
Great family.
I'm very thankful for them, too. I didn't add them into the equation.
Oh, wow.
We're not even going to run those. All those things. Too much of a thank you of each other. Nobody wants to hear that.
We really all did say this.
Although I would like to let you guys know that I am very thankful for all of you. Also to my lady and to the ladies of every guy in here. Yeah. We thank you for your patience in our schedule. We're very, very lucky to do what we do. And we're very, very thankful you all choose to listen and watch wherever the fuck you may be. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're propelling right into Christmas movie season.
Hey! Jingle all the way!
Get your jingle all the way. I would argue that Jingle All the Way one might sell the least.
Worse than Zeta Claus.
I think Zeta Claus is going to do well.
It's going to be a hot seller.
Zeta Claus is the one that I would buy.
It's a hot ticket item.
Yeah, I took the picture of the fucking thing. I'm a big fan of that shirt. I think Zeta Claus is going to do well. I think some things hit or miss, we never know what's going to be, but I think the Jingle All the Way one, because we didn't really, like, if we would put your face on, like, Schwarzenegger's body, then I'm buying that thing immediately, you know. But it's just standard Schwarzenegger and the other guy, Sinbad. I don't know if we did it, but and to be honest, I thought the movie wasn't that great. You love the movie. A lot of people thought it was great, so maybe they'll support you and your break. I don't know.
I ate the doll.
That's from the movie.
Yeah.
Is that the same quote you did the first time we had a whole house?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know any other quotes from the movie?
Will
anybody watch the parade?
No.
Parade was a big part of that Jingle All the Way. Will anybody watch a parade that they have in New York? They're saying it might be so windy they can't have the fucking puppets up in the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see one of those fucking things blow away. I mean, that'd be awesome.
So you watch, like, people, like...
Typically, no, but usually, like, the Packers would play the Lions a lot on Thanksgiving, so I'd watch that instead, but I don't really have any interest in watching
My family
the
watches
Lions
hardcore, but really? My cousin is a Rockette, and she's usually in the parade.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congrats, your cousin.
Congrats.
The parade's before any of the games.
Yeah. Early. Very early.
It stinks.
But there's people that line up to get there.
It's a big deal.
Why do people go to parades? They just go to parades because they've been told they're supposed to go to parades? I don't think I fully understand people that go to the parade. I'll watch it. I'll watch it, by the way, because I like to see the random fuck-ups and terrible TV that happens and things like that. But the people that actually go and stand there, I don't fully understand.
I assume it's tradition and... That's about it, because it's on Thanksgiving Day, so it's not like you can turn around and do any shopping in New York after that. You know, most places are probably closed.
So I don't think I'm friends with anybody that would do that.
The people that go to the parades are the same people that stand in Times Square for 12 hours to watch the ball drop.
Yeah, I don't think I'm friends with anybody that would do either of those things. So I don't think
I think it was big, like, when there was like two stations on TV, and they're like, well, there's nothing else to do. Might as well go watch these.
Yeah, this is back when Notre Dame used to dominate because they were the only football team on television. And then Rudy came, fucked it all up.
Like, oh, look at Woody Woodpecker. That's one of the shows we watch.
Oh, I popped Woody.
Yeah.
It's a Seinfeld reference.
Anyways, you guys should watch the parade. If you have nothing else going on, we won't. If you go to the parade, please tweet us and tell us why. I would argue nobody listening to the show is going to a parade.
Probably not, no.
Safe assumption.
Unless you're a balloon maker.
Yeah, but I think even you wouldn't go.
Don't blow up your houses with fried turkeys.
Please don't.
Oh, Butterball has a line, a turkey hotline, by the way. It's been like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
You can call them, ask them how to fuck cook a turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. They'll tell you. They'll break it all down. It's the turkey hotline. All right, what are all the hashtags again? Hashtag
eat your socks off.
What color socks was Connor wearing yesterday? Mm-hmm. Hashtag
stoop kid ain't afraid to leave the stoop.
And the question was...
how many times have I moved in the past 15 years?
It's an astounding number. Diggs, it's hashtag...
Tony Likey.
And that is...
who's my favorite stellar?
Of all time. And you'll win something and $43 to the store.
For the brand flag of your color of your choice and $43.
Okay, Todd, your hashtag is...
name that crime. First case I was ever assigned as a detective. What was that crime? And you can win the for the brand flag and hoodie combo.
That's right. Ty, the hashtag is...
no, my hashtag stunk the first time around, so I'm going to change it to hashtag team no sleep. I think that's a little easier. Okay. And just how long did I sleep? Last night.
You have to make sure that you only search for hashtag team no sleep then.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will. I don't even remember what the first one was, to be honest.
How long do I sleep?
Yeah, that stinks. So I'm going to go with the other one.
Zito?
Hashtag Thanksgiving Zeet.
Original. I like it.
That's my name.
And the question was?
What was my mascot in junior? Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah.
Junior
high. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Junior high, not junior high school.
And it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, or does it?
It could. It matters where you're from.
Hashtag Thanksgiving. I think I know the answer, and I don't think that's accurate.
Hashtag free throw, free shoes. How many free throws in a row have I made in the office for a free pair of shoes under $100?
I know. You could give them
any kind of shoe. Yeah. Your choice.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Shouldn't say that. No, you can't do that.
I thought that's what you...
some okay. Louboutins.
That's what I'm saying. Their shoes are like $3,000, $4,000.
Okay, you get it. Don't be crazy with it. Free pair of shoes.
I can't wait to win these.
Gumpy, what is yours?
Hashtag Gump to America and who's my favorite football player of all time.
There we go. All right. Giving away a lot of shit. Currently have a sale going on. store.padmanforshow.com. 20% off everything. Hope you have an incredible Thanksgiving. You're the best. Cheers. We will see you tomorrow. All right. Bye. Ty Schmidt, play that hack ass music.
Look at him. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it! Green.
beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
I would like it to be known that I don't actually hate Steven Singer.
Oh,
right. I mean, this is kind of after the show here. We just have to make sure we put this in. I don't actually hate the guy. I mean, do I think it's a bit convenient that he just fucking decides to start sponsoring a show after I spend a lot of money?
It is.
Have you actually met him?
I did. I got a chance to chat with him.
So you do know you don't hate him.
I do know that I That's don't fair. Hate him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to him. He's like very philanthropic and all that shit. And he's got an incredibly convenient way of buying jewelry just by going to IHateStevenSinger.com and he ships it to you. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I can start saying I hate people and I get going a little bit and people think I actually hate them. Like this guy, do I think it's convenient what he did? Yes. Do I like the way his company operates? Yes. Do I hate him? No. I just think he's a little bit of a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Fair point.
And if I had a jeweler friend, I bet my jeweler friend would say, that guy fucking stinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because the jewelry world has been running a racket for far too long. They've been upcharging on these goddamn things, and they're all in on it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy comes in and says, I'm going to break the code. I'm going to start selling it for cheaper. None of that bullshit. So I appreciate what Steven Singer did. I just wish he would have shown up a little bit earlier. With that being said, now I hope you enjoy the greatest Thanksgiving in the history of Thanksgiving. Egg Bowl tonight, ESPN. Stored up at myshow.com. 20% off whole store till maybe Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when you want to buy it. Have a great holiday.